So when we repent and then we pray in faith, what? How many times does God say yes to his answers? 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:18, 19, and 20. 2 Corinthians 1:18, 19, and 20. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Salvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. So let's see what the next verse says, verse 19, verse 20. For some of the promises of God, what? I mean, you just can't trust these preachers no more. You know it's not? I mean, you got to watch these guys, right? That's why you need your Bible when you're preaching, right? For all the promises of God in Christ are no. Is that not what he said? That's not what God said. What did God say? How many of his promises are yes? Now, can we have faith when we find out that God said all of his promises are yes? If all of them's yes, everybody ought to be able to be healed, right?
Amen.
When we get rid of our sin and we come to the Lord and pray the prayer of faith. Now, once we get rid of our sin and he says all the promises of God and him are yes and amen, unto the glory of God by us. So that's the way we get it done. By us. We go out and do it, right? Okay, let's go to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and let's see what he told us to do on some of these things. Mark 16, 17, and 18. And let me just read all this, 15 and 16 first. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, first of all, somebody says, well, he's talking about preachers there. No, he's talking about children of his. I don't care who you are, right, brother? He's talking to you and me, right? Amen. And I know this young man right here, man, he's out there getting them saved all the time. Every time I see him, he's got another 20 or 30 saved. You know, that's what God calls you to do, isn't it? That's what he calls you to do, to get out there and save them souls. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, you know, when he says every creature, if you're having a little trouble, if you happen to have a puppy dog or a parakeet at home or something, practice on them. Did he say preach to every creature? Amen. Ain't nothing wrong. You might get your bird saved, you know, or your dog or whatever, you know. But preach the gospel to every creature. You just need the word coming out of your mouth. That's what you need. That's what you're learning by doing. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That's sad. One day that they say, I don't believe that junk. But boy, let me tell you, they'll believe it 2 seconds after they leave this earth. But it'll be too late then. As many of you have heard me tell the story, Cheryl had prayed for her daddy. Oh, she had prayed for her daddy, but her daddy was not saved. And he died at 86. And I walked into the room, and she's sitting there on the side of the bed, and we only been married about 5 or 6 months. I walk in there, and she says, honey, can we pray for my daddy? As far as we know, he's gone. I said, yes. So I lean over against the bed, close my eyes, and start to open my mouth, and immediately I see her daddy falling backwards like this into the abyss of hell. I don't really know her daddy. I have never cried for anybody in my life, but I cried for Howard Butler that day. When I saw him falling into hell, tears began to just gush out of my eyes. They were closed, but tears were running down my face. I started screaming, Howard, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. Cheryl don't have a clue what's going on. All she says is, yes, Daddy, yes, Daddy, call on the name of Jesus. She's just repeating what I'm saying. She's not seeing nothing. I'm seeing her daddy with his hands going backward, falling like this into the abyss. And I'm screaming, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, I don't know how long we were there. It felt like 10 minutes. But as I watched him falling into that abyss, getting deeper and deeper and deeper, I'm screaming, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. I heard him say, Jesus. That's all he said. And immediately, I saw a bright light from heaven come and illuminate him and stopped him from falling. And he turned forward and sucked him in just like Superman right into that light. And he was gone. And then I opened my eyes and I said, wow. Cheryl said, what did you see? And I told her what I saw. She was praying for his soul, and God was hearing his little daughter's prayer, because her prayer of salvation for her daddy, he allowed me to call, get him to call on the name of Jesus, and all it took was one word, Jesus. Let me tell you what, folks, that's too close. But if we hadn't have prayed that prayer of faith for her daddy that day, you know where he'd be today? He'd be in a place of torment, the flames of hell, where everybody that don't believe in Jesus is at, and there ain't no way to pray them out of that place. Once they get there, they're there forever. You don't even worry about healing or being healed. You're in torment forever. Nobody would want to go to that place, would they? Nobody. But it's real. Hell is real. It's there. Verse 17 and 18, let's see what it says. And these signs may or might follow them that believe. What does he say? Oh, is there any difference between might or shall? Oh, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, I like that, don't you? These signs shall follow those that believe. Well, are me and you believers? Yay! Hey, praise God. If we're believers, then these signs ought to follow us. Right, brother?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Amen. Now, we lose most of the church right there. Don't talk about the devil too loud. He might come get me. I think we give the devil a whole lot more power than he really has. He is stripped of power. He has no power. Jesus has given you all power over him. So why should we be afraid of the devil as children of God? Hey, I'm not afraid of the devil. Are you? Well, if he's making you sick, then you need to repent. We need to drive him out, don't we? He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Again, the church I was raised up in, that one right there, nobody likes to talk about tongues. No, I mean, you know, tongues, no. I mean, you know, nobody. I just stand amazed at the church that don't believe the Word of God. I mean, he says it. Then he says they shall take up serpents. That's the devil. And if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. Now, don't go out and put God to the test and say, well, I'm going to go out and drink a fifth alcohol tonight and see if it'll do anything to me. Don't put him to the test. Don't put him to the test. Now then, I will say this. If somebody captures you and they beat up on you and they pour poison in your body, you can tell them when they start to pour that poison in your body, I'm going to guarantee you that junk you're fixing to pour in my body ain't going to hurt me. Now, if your faith is there, if you're claiming that verse, what did Jesus say? No deadly poison shall hurt you? Is that what he said? You know, there's people take drugs all the time, some kind, and they have an allergic reaction to them. First of all, you don't really, if you got faith, you don't need to go down there and take drugs. All you need to do is get rid of your sin and come to God, and he'll set you free. He'll heal you. Now then, if you do happen to get some kind of a drug or whatever that does have an impact on you and starts breaking you out in whips or all kinds of stuff like that, or if you get stung by an ant or a wasp or a rattlesnake or anything else. Now, this will put you to the test. This will really put you to the test. One morning you're out there and you're underneath your house and all of a sudden you feel something slithering up your britches leg, and then you feel a and you hear this. The average man has a heart attack. The poison don't kill him. The heart attack kills him. Instead of reaching down in his pants and grabbing that beast by the head and say, I'm in control here, Buster, not you. Now then, that takes real faith, doesn't it? Does that take real faith? How many people you know have that kind of faith? I mean, what does the Word say? What does it say, brother? No deadly poison shall do what to you? Who said that? Jesus did, the Lord, that's right, the King of Kings. That's just like I've seen people. The other day, I was up here, and I had stacked a bunch of rocks up where I was grading the road back way back when it was dry in the summertime. And I didn't realize until I started to move those rocks that in those stacks of rocks in a short period of time, in only a few weeks, a couple of weeks, I'd had them sitting there. Every time I went to move a stack of those rocks, there was anywhere from 1 to 3 dens of mice underneath those with their little ones. And little mice were running everywhere. And so, of course, I don't like mice, so I'm stomping around all over the place killing them. And so, you know, you're doing everything you can, stomping and everything, and then all of a sudden, one of them runs right up your britches leg. You know, well, when he runs up your britches leg, when he starts, you just reach down there and get him, you know, squeeze him and let him out, run him down the ground, stomp him again. I mean, how much faith do you have, brother? You got lots of faith, huh?
Faith in God.
That little old mouse ain't going to hurt you, is he?
No,
he ain't going to hurt you at all. But you know, the average person comes by up there, especially if they're girls. My wife, if I had a mouse come out of that little stack, I'm guaranteed she ain't going to get out of the car. I might have to go get Pat. Yeah. Pat, no, you ain't going to get out there either. Okay. Y'all see my faith girls up here on the front row, right?
We have a mouse.
Well, some of us got to have faith anyway, right? But if Jesus said, no deadly poison shall hurt you, what do we have to worry about? Now, you know why we don't know these things? You know why we can't walk in this kind of faith? We don't know the Word. We don't know the Word. Well, just look at these promises. You shall take up the devil. In other words, if I take up the devil, I don't have to worry about the devil. I can walk around holding him in my hands, can't I? And he cannot touch me until I give him legal claim. He cannot touch me. And you shall take up the devil. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Any deadly thing. A wasp bite. In fact, I remember one time after I got stung down here in the pasture by thousands of fire ants that day. And I jumped up out of that hole and claimed that verse. I mean, I had them all over me. They were all over my face, all over my neck, all over my arms, stinging me all over. I mean, I was on fire. And I just jumped up out of the hole and jerked a glove off and threw my hand up to heaven. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, it's written in Mark 16:18, no deadly poison shall hurt me. And I claim that promise right now in Jesus' name. And bam, every ant on me was gone. Just in a second.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.